Hello everyone, my name is Ashton Morgan. I'm a licensed clinical marriage and family therapist. So today we're going to talk about sex. It's going to be in three parts. Today we're just going to go over part one. We're going to go over 3 points. So as always, I'd like you to get a pencil or a pen and a piece of paper because you're going to be jotting down a lot of notes. So as always, here we go. Okay, so today we're going to start with talking about sex. This is part one of a three-part series that I'm going to do. So today we're going to start with talking about senses. What that means is all of the senses that you have. So we have senses that relates to our eyes and what we see, our mouth, our nose, our ears. So for example, with our eyes, if you'd like to enhance your sex life, what you need to do is make sure you look presentable. That means you want to wear something that is revealing, something that makes you look sexy, something that makes you look desirable, right? I have a hint for everyone out there. It is not always sexy or desirable for someone to show up with nothing on. Sometimes it's okay. Wear something that you wouldn't normally wear. Go to your local store, your local sex shop, or order something online that makes you look that much more sexier than you would normally otherwise look. Remember, you're not doing this just for you, but you're doing this for your partner. So get something, wear something that your partner will love to see you in, that they would really, really enjoy. So the other thing I want you to think about is not just with your eyes, but with your mouth. So we have lips and we have a tongue. Those two things can be used very well in sex. So for example, you want to take your tongue and you want to press it against your partner's skin. You can use different types of force. You can move your tongue any which way that you think your partner will enjoy it. The same with your lips. You can use your lips to press against your partner's skin. I'm not talking about only using your tongue and your lips for oral sex. I'm not talking about that, although that's something you could do. What I want you to do is focus on those things that does not relate to oral sex. Those things that relate to you orally pleasuring your partner without actually doing it in a sexual way. What you want to do is you want to take your tongue and your lips and you want to press it against your partner's skin on their hand, their arm, the leg, the back, the stomach, all those parts of your partner. Those are the parts that you actually want to concentrate on and you want to make sure you press your lips and your tongue against. The other thing I want you to be aware of is your nose, the things that you smell. What are you smelling? If you're planning on heightening your sexual experience with your partner, you want to make sure you smell good. That means you want to take a shower, bathe before sex. That also means that you may want to put on a special cologne or a special perfume that you wouldn't ordinarily wear, or something that you know your partner really, really enjoys smelling on you. Don't put a lot, just a little, but you want to use that to enhance your sexual experience. The other thing I want you to think about is your ears, what you are hearing. So, for example, when you are doing some of the things with your hands or your mouth or your eyes, I want you to be listening to your partner, listening to what they're saying, whether or not they like it, they don't like it, they want you to do something different. Those are things I want you to pay attention to. All right, now the last thing in this little section is your hands. Your fingertips are very important. Those are the things that I want you to use to either caress your partner. You can determine how much force you want to use or how light you want to be on just exploring your partner's body. All right. A lot of times we will be intimate with our partner, but we really don't understand or know what are the best parts of our partner. What parts do they enjoy being touched, being caressed on? So I want you to pay more attention to those, right? So, there's another part to all of this, and that is sort of the environment. So if you're going to heighten your sexual experience with your partner, you want to set the mood. That means candles. That means, if not candles, some sort of low lighting or lighting that you can control. In addition to that, you want to maybe put on some music that you will both enjoy. In addition to that, if you do use candles, not just for lighting, but you can use candles for scent, however you need to do it, but you want to control the environment, all right? So, number two, when you think about heightening your sexual experience, some people would say it's about sort of intercourse. And I'm here to tell you, it is not about intercourse. Much of what happens during sex does not take place in intercourse. Most of it takes place before and after intercourse, right? So, for example, when you're sort of paying attention to those things that do not include intercourse, you're paying attention to something as simple as kissing. Kissing can extraordinarily heighten the sexual experience between you and your partner. If you don't know what you're doing, that's a perfect opportunity for you to practice with your partner, figure out what they like, figure out how they would like to kiss, figure out how much pressure to use, what to do with your tongue. All of those things are important. In addition to that, we talked a little bit earlier about touch, right? Where do you touch your partner? It is not always best to touch your partner in their private area. That may not be the best thing to do. In fact, it may be better that you kiss your partner behind the ear. You kiss them on the back. You touch them behind the ear. You touch them on the back. Or you touch them in an area that you wouldn't ordinarily touch them. That would also lead you to the third suggestion in this section, and that is giving your partner a massage. That is one of the quickest ways for you to figure out what parts of your partner's body that they enjoy being touched. So, you don't want to just give them a massage in one particular area. What I'm suggesting that you do is give your partner a full body massage. That means getting your favorite oil. That means also being mindful of the environment, the lighting, any smells. All those things are important. And then you would want to massage your partner from head to toe. In addition to that, I want you to be open to enhancing your sexual experience by adding additional items to your experience. For example, you may want to add toys. You may want to add vibrators. This is for men and women. So if you don't know where to get them, you can do a Google search. There are plenty of companies out there that sell these items. I would take a look at some of these websites with your partner. You two choose some things together, and I would get some things that you may want to try. Order them and try them out with each other in your next sexual experience. All right, so this leads me to sort of the third item in this particular segment, and that is around love languages. Some of you are familiar with them, but those who are not, I'll give you a brief synopsis of it. You know, love languages, when we say love languages, we talk about sort of for you and your partner, what do you need to feel, see, experience, hear from your partner to let you know that they actually do love you. For some of us, for example, it could be as simple as physical touch, which means that, you know, we need to be in constant, or we like to be in constant touch with our partner. And that could look as simple as when you come home from work, give your partner a hug. If someone is sitting on the couch watching television or doing something in the kitchen, come behind your partner and give them a hug, touch them on their arm. It could be as simple as that. Another love language, and these are just as an example of what another one you can pay attention to, is words of affirmation. Very, very powerful. So you have two choices in the words that you choose to use. You can use words that will build your partner up, or you can use words that would tear them down. Your decision, right? So speak life into your partner. If you want life spoken back into you, if you want to enjoy the best out of your partner, you want to speak those positive things in your partner that will get the most, the best out of them. The third item, as an example, would be acts of service. Sometimes it's as easy as taking out the trash. It's as easy as remembering your partner. If you go out and you purchase something let's say you buy yourself dinner on your way home. You decide you want something different. You know, one of the acts of service could be you think of your partner. So you bring them something too. In fact, you think of them first. So you may decide, I don't want to cook. My partner may not cook. I'm going to go to my partner's favorite restaurant and order something and take it home. Those are all examples. So as always, please, please, please make sure you subscribe below. Also, feel free to send the link to any of your friends so that they may take advantage of this information that I'm sharing. And I will see you next time. Goodbye.